I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome, welcome. We had a very interesting episode. So good. And we're really excited to talk all things Batwoman with you. The Batwoman After Show. It is episode 12. Take your choice. I'm your host, Allie Kona Bradford, joined by a very fantastic lady over here.
Hi, everyone. I'm Katie Kawamoto, and I'm happy that we're back and on schedule this time.
So
after a little delay last time.
So, I know. Yeah.
And I'll be on the chat. Want to give some shout-outs real quick. We have Brandon, I think it's Bowie, Ivan Soto, Forever Mama Verse 24. I recognize some names from other shows as well.
Yes.
Elizabeth Wright, and where was some other ones? Tony Stark 3000, I said that, and I've lost some other people. But I saw a lot of you guys. I was talking to you guys before, so keep coming. I saw some of your guys' predictions, All right. For our special segment about Badass Base, so I have some of those notes in my notes for you guys who were telling us them. So
And for anybody who feels like we're speaking Japanese right now, what it is you are co-hosting the show with us. Of course, we chop off the table because this end belongs to you. You are just as much a part of this show as we are. So as our co-host, the first thing you're doing tonight, or if you're watching later on, leaving below, is hashtag badass beast. Who's your badass beast? Who killed it? Yeah, that's right. Who killed it this episode that you loved so much? I have mine. You have yours?
Yes, I have
and
mine.
A million people in the chat have theirs.
Yes,
so
correct.
Why don't we go ahead and let our co-host be the guest of honor and have them go first.
All right, so we have Tony Stark 3000 and Elizabeth Wright said Mary, as so did, I believe it's Black Magic 99, mm-hmm. Ivan Soto, and they both said Mary as well.
Wow, that's four votes.
And I think that's all so far that I've seen.
Nice.
Lots of votes for Mary.
Okay, and what about you?
I agree. I
all
mean,
right. Mary
she knocked Alice out
with
a telephone. And at first I thought, oh, man, she went down. And then she got back up again. That was a funny thing to say. Sorry.
Badass Beast for you guys. Mary, cool. Epic fail. She left the telephone.
Yeah.
I mean, is she really that badass?
It's just one of those things. She's badass for that moment. And then, you know.
A very quick moment. No, so. I love her. I will always love her, but that is not my badass beast for this week. Mine is actually Kate because, she faced a really tough decision for her. Not for us, the audience, not for Mary, because we all had this blatant choose Beth, don't choose Alice. But for her, she had a very tumultuous inner argument going on because at one point in her life, she did not save Alice, formerly Beth, her real sister of this earth. And so she was having a little remorse and trying to figure out, do I do the right thing now? Or has Alice just gone too far back that she's just not deserving of this antidote?
Yeah.
So that said, it was a tough decision. She made the right decision. We all know how that went. But she's my hashtag badass beast.
I have a runner-up, though, real quick I want to mention. Okay. Honorable mention, I guess.
Okay.
Catherine, still taunting?
Yes.
Alice, after from Beyond the Grave?
Yeah. Because
when she said, I think I typed it down where she was like, I'll save a spot in hell for you. And I was like, damn. All right, Catherine. So I did kind of appreciate that moment.
Right.
I just don't really know if she can be a badass beast if she's, you know.
Dead.
A ghost, but you know, it is what it is. So.
I mean, I suppose it did scare Alice a little bit more because she's like, oh gosh, I am not trying to go to hell. Somebody save me. But anyways, so overall thoughts, we were discussing the fact that we really liked this episode. Anything stand out to you that you're like, yes, this is why this episode was so good?
So I don't remember who it was, but someone in the chat was mentioning how they don't really like the scenes where Kate's crying. And this one in particular, I actually did like.
Me too.
I felt in the sense of Kate's or Ruby Rose's performance, I actually really liked her performance in this episode, especially in the last like 20 minutes or so, because we haven't really seen those raw moments between her and Alice.
Right.
So to see her just really pull that out was absolutely, it was actually like heartbreaking to me.
Yeah.
I actually felt for her because even though there's all this bad stuff that's gone down, it's still her sister.
Right.
And it's that closure and it was hard. But yeah, there was one little thing though that I did think was interesting about the show and it's totally random. The bookshelf has a necklace on it. Why would you put a necklace for a bat cave? Like, why would you put something that can move on a secret entrance? And that was just a tiny little thing that I was kind of like, that may come back to bite you later, Batwoman.
Right.
But yeah. But I really enjoyed it. I would give it probably, I don't want to give it a 10. That's high. I'm going to give it like a 9.
Okay.
So
I'll take that.
That leaves room for improvement.
Curious what your ratings are, actually, on a scale from 1 to 10. How many stars would you give this episode? I personally really liked it as well. I'll go ahead and give it like a 9.5. There's no reason for me to not give it a 10, but I'll give it a 9.5 just because I'm a tough critic. And because there was a lot going on, I think the story was really well thought out. There are definitely shows where you know what's about to happen. And this episode, I thought I knew it was going to happen. You know, like, I totally saw the fact that the doctor guy was a bad guy. Like, the first opening scene we had, which is with the commander and Sophie, and then we have this Dr. Ethan, I believe is what he was going by. And I was like, this dude is off.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, I didn't even remember what Johnny's dad looked like. But for some reason in my mind, this guy was him. Like, regardless of the face pulling off, I was just like, isn't that him? Huh. Okay. Anyway, that said, that was the only thing that for me was predictable. The ending when freaking Sophie was holding up the sniper gun right up to Beth's head, I was like, no!
Yeah.
And the fact that the Johnny's dad killed her, I was like, oh my God! Like, it had me going, guys. It had me going.
So, okay. Forever Mamaverse, 9 out of 10.
Okay.
We have a lot of, we have Black Magic 99 said 10 out of 10. So,
yeah, okay.
All right, okay. I like it. Elizabeth Wright said 8.5. There's a lot of just 9.5 tens.
Okay.
And someone said, Ivan Soto said, I can't put 10 because Beth died. That's a valid point.
That is a valid point. That is a valid point. I think all of us were thinking about story and acting, but you are so true. Because, so true. You are so right.
Yeah.
I really am disappointed in that. That was a good twist, though.
Yes,
I will give them that. Because the way that they shot it, and they had it where, what's her face? Excuse me. Pardon the pun. What's her face? Anyhow, when they had Kate try to make the decision as to who she was going to pick, and the way they cut it back and forth, I was like, oh, she picked Alice.
Yeah.
She really picked Alice. Why? Because she thought that Beth was just going to handle the death better or what?
Yeah.
You know, so when they did the reveal, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Anyway, all that said, I just want to touch back on the fact that whomever was saying the scene with Kate crying, like, please no. I thought it was, like you said, I thought it was good. But here's something to consider, too, that just struck me as an actor. You look at Rachel Skarsten. Skarsten.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You look at her and her performance. First of all, this evening, brilliant.
So good.
It's so cool because obviously she's shooting, it's one episode, right? So she's there double the time doing twice the performance, doing the direct opposite, polar opposite characters, which is fantastic. Her death scene was amazing, or death coming back to life.
Yeah.
But because she was able to pull out the vulnerability of Alice and even draw you as an audience member in and feel sorry for her, or at least I felt sorry for her in that moment. But also being Ruby Rose and being across from Rachel, and Rachel obviously being very talented and being a wonderful scene partner. And that's not to take anything away from Ruby Rose because she's a great actor as well. But I think when you have somebody that's giving you that much of a performance and their death, as I mime a death, excuse me. But anyhow, I think that gave probably Ruby Rose a lot to work off of.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And maybe that's why to me and to you, her crying scene was so good.
Because of, it's totally understandable. That makes sense.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, talk your ear off a little bit.
No, it's fine.
But anyway, let's rewind, go back a little bit and touch on, just because this is a small topic, but the commander and the fact that who here in this room believes that he deserved to get shanked? Just curious. You included, Katie.
Deserved is a harsh word. I feel like, obviously, he's dealing with being in prison with the people that he put in prison. So it's obviously they probably think he deserves it because they think they shouldn't be there. But I don't think he deserved it. I don't know.
I'm on the fence.
Yeah, it's... He did some stuff that was a little messed up, and I think he knows that maybe he deserved it. I think that's why you don't see him fighting too much.
Right.
But I don't know that I'm convinced he deserves it, but it's a gray area.
Well, and a nice little reminder, too, is that it's Alice's, excuse me, ex-boyfriend, or in his mind, he thinks he's her boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. So in his mind, he's like, heck yeah. But yeah, I thought it was really cool to bring him back, and part of me felt like he did deserve it. Not that I want to see anybody get shanked, but I think that the gentleman that stabbed him made a decent point. Whether it was true or not, I don't know, because we in the show don't know what exactly the commander was doing, but according to the dude, he was pretty corrupt and allowing poor people to not obtain his services, and therefore they were dying. And so in his mind, I'm justifying the fact. Oh, and he made a great point about Alice's psychotic break. Like, she... Not that Alice does anything, what she's doing is good, but yeah. She had a psychotic break because of the fact that she went through all these things, and this is how she's dealing with it. You, sir, have had none of that, and you're still a butthole, was basically his point. Anyway, I don't know. Anybody else in the chat, they think he deserved it?
I saw one. Ivan Soto said, Kane getting shanked, I don't know. He's not the best guy, but no, he didn't deserve it.
I mean, he survived. So, it's not like a shank die. He's a shank ouch.
Yeah.
Very big ouch.
Yeah, and then Mr. Kane should have known a prisoner was going to attack him.
Of course.
So, yeah. So he's just grateful for not having his guard up.
Right.
I think he just, at this point, he thinks he deserves it. That's why he didn't put his guard up.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point, because honestly, that didn't occur to me. So I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
I also want to talk about Mouse, because I think, or Johnny. Should we call him Johnny? Should we call him Mouse?
I mean, let's call him Mouse. I feel like that's...
Okay.
That's
the artist formerly known as Johnny. Whatever. He gave a really great performance. As an adult, I never really liked him. Not because of his acting, but just because the character, his acting was so good that I didn't like the character. Mm-hmm. And this was another one of those where we got to see the repercussions of the abuse and have him regress, if you will, back to the little boy that he was once before when his dad came into the room. And I was like, ooh, all the actors are like giving it tonight.
Yeah, they did.
Did you have a favorite scene at all?
Well, shock-wise, I didn't realize... I was trying to remember what I recognized the doctor from while we were watching it. Mm-hmm. And I was a hardcore fan of Vampire Diaries, and it clicked in what he was in when we were watching it, because he was Michael Michelson from the original / The Vampires, Vampire Diaries. So I was like, wait a second, hold on, more vampires... crossovers into Gotham. So for a moment there, and I totally didn't see it coming that he was going to be his dad. I don't know why. I think some people saw it coming. I did not. I was shocked. But it's tough because that scene between him was really powerful. But I think my favorite part is still going to be the last moment where you see Alice's performance. Like that one was, I still think, my strongest one. But with Mouse, the Mouse with his dad one was eerie.
Yeah.
It felt more... It felt like that genuine Gotham darkness.
Right.
So.
I think it also added a layer to the whole do we have empathy for Alice thing, because of the fact that Mouse did verbally articulate to us, the audience, to remind us that this woman / when she was a girl was the only person that accepted him for who he is, what he looked like. Like all the things that his dad made him feel shame about were all the things that Alice embraced and made him feel loved for. And him being like, you know, I'll never betray her, la, 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 la. But that said, it just packed right on to Alice's scenes when she was dying and she was pleading for her life, which I never would have expected.
Yeah.
I feel like Alice was the type of character that was, if she's going to go down, like, at least let me go down in dignity. So the fact that she also regressed and turned into this little girl that was like, you're not going to let me die.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that was not expected.
Yeah.
But I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
Or you look like you want to say something.
Well, I was also going to say, though, that the scene between Alice and Mouse in the hospital where it looks like she's going to save him, and then she's like, oh, wait, hold on. I got another thing I got to deal with first.
Yeah.
It gave me super Dark Knight vibes.
Okay.
With the whole Joker and, like, Harvey Dent type feeling. So it kind of gave me that feeling, and I kind of loved it because it almost felt like an Easter egg, even if it wasn't intentional. Mm-hmm. Just with, instead of... Joker, it was Alice, and instead of Two-Face, it was Mouse, and kind of, you know, the whole disguising, sneaking into the hospital thing, and I kind of loved that. So that was another moment I did, like, where you got to see their reaction as two villains, but both with agendas, but, you know, at the end of the day, she's going to walk out of there like the Joker did.
Right.
So, or will she? You know, well, so,
I'm pretty sure she lived. Unfortunately, we're pretty sure she lived. I want to talk about Sophie, too, because of the fact that we briefly mentioned she almost pulled the trigger and killed the wrong person. But outside of that, how do we... Because I don't think she's one of your favorites. I could be wrong. But how do you feel about Sophie this episode? If you really put yourself in her shoes, like, how do you feel about her decision-making?
I was a little irritated.
Okay.
With her decision-making. I don't know why, but there was just something where I just found myself a little annoyed, like, kind of... it was, I was trying to figure this out while watching the episode, and I couldn't figure out why it was irritating me. Mm-hmm. It's just, particularly with going into Wayne Tower, mm-hmm. like, knowing that Kate, you know, could have been there.
Right.
I was like, Sophie, why?
Yeah.
It's just something rubbed me the wrong way about it. Some people in the chat were saying that they, Elizabeth Wright actually just reset this. She said, Sophie was a hot mess tonight.
Well said. Well said. She was a hot mess with, in her mind, a good intention.
Yes.
I think that, yeah, I guess it's spaced until someone verbally said the fact that she's now the commander in charge.
Yeah.
And so I like the interaction between her and Batwoman, who pointed out the fact that, do you really want to start your, start your, you know, not overtaking, but...
Yeah.
Your section of time here in service. Do you really want to start that like this? Like, there's innocent people that you're putting their lives at stake. And I get that perspective. But putting the shoe on the other foot, I understand Sophie having the pressure of now she's in charge of keeping the city safe. And she is, like, so pro-commander and let's get this innocent guy out of jail. I don't know what their vibe is or, like, what their bond is. But she's really hardcore on his side. So, which I get. Look, he's an, quote-unquote, innocent. But regardless, yeah, she's going there a little too gung-ho. I feel like maybe she needs to do some investigating.
Yeah.
I think she's just so quick
she's
to try
jumping
to...
jumping in.
Yeah, she's so quick to, like, let me stop people from being hurt. Let me save lives, and we're just going to go. Instead of really evaluating and assessing the situation. Thank you. Good.
She's like, I want to be a badass and not do anything else and just go in all guns a-blazing.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe that's why it was annoying to me, because it's just that's all she was doing. I don't think about that. That's a good point.
She's just trying to extinguish the fire. Extinguish the fire.
Yeah.
But it was neat to see. I often forget that she doesn't know who Batwoman is, because at one point she thought it was Kate, and then somehow she got convinced it wasn't Kate.
Yeah.
So it was really annoying when the Kate Batwoman had said, you once said you trusted me. And she's like, sorry, I can't. Okay. Cool.
A lot of people don't like Sophie.
Yeah, I mean, the show's doing that on purpose. I feel like she's going to come out of the fire, if you will, walking tall.
I'm sure, you know, there's all going to be this character development. You have to, like, have someone be really bad in order for them to eventually notice a drastic change in them.
Right.
So I know they're trying to set it up for a drastic change.
But you feel like... Well, yeah, I mean, they have all these elements going into the show. Like, the week prior, having Alice waive the fact that Sophie's not dealing with her sexuality and she's put herself in her own cage and la-la. Like, they're totally setting something up, and it's a matter of time before, I think, she comes to and announces to the world, to the city, her parents, her ex-husband, whoever who she is, and I think proclaims it potentially to Kate. But in the meantime, she's just like... sorting stuff out in not the most appropriate ways. And I was going to say something else. Brilliant. But it escaped me.
Oh, okay.
That's what happens. So in between my brilliance, I will say this. I want to thank everybody at home for tuning in and listening. And of course, if you could, we love when you leave us comments, stars, likes, and all those things. So if you are listening to us on iTunes, be sure to rate, comment, subscribe. Of course, do that on YouTube as well. But the great thing about AfterBuzz is we have so many different types of shows. As many of you guys know, because you are in multiple different chats, which is awesome. So please share, tell a friend, and thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk and television. Ding. Okay, I sparkled. All right, let's get back into the show. I want to talk a little bit about Beth.
Yeah.
And the fact that Beth got to confront her Alice. And that was such a good scene. Such a good scene. Especially because Alice found out that her Beth survived and didn't even, like, go into the water and have to deal with the shit that she dealt with.
Yeah.
How are you feeling during that scene? Because I really liked it.
I mean, she wasn't wrong. It was a little bit like, ooh, ouch. You're going, like, that was a little sting there.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I would react if I was on the receiving end of that. Like, how would you expect someone to react? Like, oh, well, I got saved in my world. Like,
right.
Oh, that's kind of a shots fired. Like, That was one of those.
I was going to say, I would have just hated to have been Kate in that room in that moment. To be So I didn't save you, but my other person did. Like, the other version of me did. Yeah. My bad. Anyways, really, really well written scene. Very good. Very, very, very well acted. Yeah, I just like that a lot. I'm really sad about Beth. I keep going around in that circle, but I'm really sad about her because I thought that she was going to be like the new thing. I was like, okay, we're done with Alice.
Yeah.
Cool. Our big bad is gone. Somebody else is going to come out. Now we have Beth.
Yeah.
Really, really bummed.
There was a brief second, and I might have been crazy, but there was a brief moment where I was wondering if Alice somehow escaped and was pretending to be Beth. And, like, it was going to be, like, that kind of twist. Oh, I don't know why I thought that. But for a brief moment, like, when they got off the bike, I was like, oh, my gosh, is it really Alice? Like, did she somehow, like, do some sort of switcheroo thing?
Yeah.
And then she said her intelligent stuff. I'm like, nope, it's still Beth. But I don't know why I thought that for a brief moment. Because I think I was expecting a twist.
Right.
And it just wasn't the twist that they gave us.
Right.
So, a little bit clever. I don't know if they intended for people to think that, but that's what I thought. Maybe I was alone. Chad, if you thought that, just let me know so I don't feel like I'm alone in this. Yeah. But
you know, it's so funny, too, because when Kate was in the process of trying to make the decision of what she was going to do, and you have Alice, like, begging and pleading, and part of me thought that Alice was going to survive, but not the way that happened. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I thought they were going to find a way to either keep the two versions of her on this earth, but something told me as soon as Kate made her decision, I was like, that's going to bite you in the ass. Like, I have a feeling it's going to bite you in the ass, and now it is.
Someone mentioned that earlier. I don't remember who it was. I'm sorry, I don't remember who it was, but I remember they said that was a bad thing because now Alice is going to be pissed.
Right. A mixture of pissed but hurt, and I think she'll cover the hurt, obviously, with the vengeance.
Yes.
But
yes.
Dang. Okay, covered Alice, Kate. Remind me, chat. Because you're co-hosting the show with me and also Katie, please, by all means, if I skipped something and I didn't mention it. Because there's a lot that happened this episode that I really, really enjoyed. But at the moment, I think I'm truncating all the topics in together. And so that's why I'm like, nee! But we covered Mouse. I'm pretty good on all of those things. Chat, let me know if there's a topic or something, a detail in the performance that I miss. We talked about Mary a little bit. I didn't get too much into detail with her outside of the fact that you guys are saying she's pretty much a badass.
And very valuable because of her blood.
Very valuable. I mean, she's valuable because of her brains, yeah, too, her but brain according too. To Alice, she's
according just to her, she's just a blood bag, to lack of better words.
For Alice.
That's the vampire fan in me talking, I guess, calling her a blood bag. So I apologize. That's kind of rude. But and then I had another note, and I'm trying to find it. Were you expecting it to be who the person who, I can't remember Mouse's dad's real name. What's his
name? I don't know. I just think he's going by Ethan. And because Johnny calls him Dad, I don't recall if he ever said a name out
loud.
Okay,
well, were you surprised it was him that shot?
Yes, that I was surprised. Obviously, he made light mention of the fact that he was going to try to figure out who or where Alice was, since Johnny, he calls him Johnny, won't tell him. But I didn't think he would find her so fast and then shoot her.
Yeah.
And where the heck was Luke taking her that he had her outside out in the open when people still don't know about the two different versions of Beth / Alice? So in that sense, that's sort of his bad-ish.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's probably hopefully going to play out in our next episode in terms of guilt and what were you doing? You know? It was cool that Beth at least got to experience the Batcave before anything happened to her.
Convenient, though, because now she can't tell anybody because she's dead. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
I'm still a little sad about this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a good call. I feel like Luke's going to be like, oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you? And why? Because her helmet came off and everything. Like, you have the same face as somebody who is wanted, heavily wanted. And the people that want her have helicopters. They have vans. They have all sorts of weapons and stuff. Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Where were they going? Do you remember off the top of your head?
Where Luke and Beth were going?
Yeah, where was he taking her? Was there an end goal destination?
They mentioned it, but I don't remember what it was.
I don't know. I'm going to be really sad when Kate has to find out that Beth...
Well, I think she knows that Beth had to... She must have known Beth's dead because, Alice came back. But she's going to have to be like, why happened? To,
I feel like she's
Luke's
going
to have to tell her what happened.
I feel like she's just confused.
Yeah, maybe.
Would she be confused, a little shocked if somebody died and came back to life on you?
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, it is Gotham.
Yeah.
People die all the time. So, but, yeah.
Either way.
But, all right.
I feel like we covered a lot of points here. What did our co-hosts say?
Billie Jean said she felt bad for Luke.
Yeah.
One thing I forgot to mention. I didn't write it in my notes, but the tension, like the Mary and Luke whole thing. We made a prediction earlier in the season that we think they're like going to end up together.
Right.
Because there was some stuff going on between them. Like I was like, tension right there. All right. Yeah. So I did like that we got to see another scene between Luke and Mary because... You know, I really like them. I think
it's so funny because I really like them together too. But for a brief moment, I was shipping him and Beth when Beth was like, "So that Luke fellow." I was like, "Oh yeah, that would be cool." You know, because she's also like a smarty pants too. So the two of them, it's like when Kate was having a conversation like English, what's going on? Because they have all the scientific talk. So
well, and some other people were like, they gave us a tease of Beth and Luke, and so they're with you on that. So
yeah,
but I was like, hey, Luke and Mary. So all
right, it could still happen.
Yeah,
you never know.
And then someone said we need to mention the fact that Beth was talking about her soulmate.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Because I, in my mind, was going to say that and then totally got sidetracked by something else. Because we were talking about Sophie and Sophie's journey, et cetera, et cetera. And I feel like this show is trying to point us in the direction of thinking that Sophie is the one. But wouldn't that be a fabulous twist if she really wasn't? Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, I'm sure some of you guys are like, no, don't let it be Sophie because she sucks. You know... I mean, let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
And they're putting her in this journey of she's probably going to come out, blah, 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 blah. And she used to be with Kate and soulmate. But just for kicks, I feel like the show would be like, no, we're going to introduce some like random person. Like, where's Robin? Is there going to be a Robin version? I mean, I know that Batwoman doesn't have Robin, but you know what I mean? Like, that would be a lot of fun. I mean, can you work with the person that you love? Maybe. Anyhow, that's all. Okay, so I feel like I covered a lot. I don't want to be repeating everything.
I get you.
We appreciated this episode. We like this. It's one of the best ones that we've had so far, I think. The acting was fabulous.
Yeah.
And I think our co-host liked it, too. So that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Why don't we kick this one in the bucket and get into our news and gossip.
All right, so on the tone of Vampire Diaries, we did talk about how there was one Vampire Diaries person in this episode. They announced a couple days, I think it was a couple days ago, via EW, that there's another Vampire Diaries alum coming to Batwoman next week. It will be Kayla Ewell, I think you pronounce her name that way. She played Vicki Donovan in The Vampire Diaries, which is funny because her character is going to be Nocturna, who's a vampiric villain.
Isn't that funny? So,
and we got to see a clip for next week where you see kind of what's going on with her, and that's pretty funny. Like she turned into a vampire on Vampire Diaries. She's coming back to Batwoman as vampire, but she looked awesome. So that was some of the news I found today. The next week's episode, it's going to be called Drink Me, and it's about a vampire,
right?
A vampiric type villain. So I'm excited about that one.
That's
so
interesting. Yeah. And that's something I really do enjoy about the CW is that they do really keep it in the family because in our news the week prior last week, I was talking about how someone from Vampire Diaries is going to be directing an episode.
Yes, Paul Wesley.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's like you've got take a brief moment so that Katie can catch her breath.
Yeah.
Let her heart palpitate a little bit. But yeah, I think it's really cool because they do integrate a lot of, because this isn't the only show that does that.
Yeah.
A lot of other CW shows do as well. And as somebody who is in the entertainment industry, it's really appreciated to know that when you put in the hard work and somebody recognizes that you're really good at something, that they want to bring you into other projects as well, too.
Yes.
So kudos to them.
And I love vampires, so, you know. I'm excited.
Circa 2000s is what they were saying on the show.
Yeah, but in the article they described her as alluring and seductive villain who preys on the beautiful people of Gotham to sustain her need for human blood cursed by a rare disease.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we will hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
In the meantime, since we're talking about the future, why don't we get into our predictions?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yay. So that would be your cue at home. to put in those predictions. And if you're not watching live, again, you can leave your predictions in the comment box below or just talk to us on social media. Tell us all about it. So while our live chat co-hosts are getting their lives together and typing in all the predictions, that means it's time for you and I to do the same thing too. So, do you have any predictions? I'm going to throw it at you. Put you on the spot.
It's hard for this show because they just throw so much stuff at you. I'm still going to say that I'm shipping Mary and Luke. I'm just going to say that's what I'm predicting on that.
Okay.
And Mary is going to find out that she is Batwoman. As to when, I'm going to guess it's going to be very close to the end of the season where you get that new person to start building her team.
Right.
Because I feel like that's going to be one of the big things where at the end of the season we start to see Team Batwoman.
Right.
So that's my very obvious prediction, but yeah, so.
I'm going to give one of those like wild predictions of in a perfect world, this is what would happen, but on this show, it's not going to happen. But just to feel good, I'm going to share it with you anyways and just say, since we're integrating all sorts of things, like we had the reference of Supergirl, The Flash, we are all on this same Earth. There's bound to be some run-ins with each other, right? And different elements from different worlds. So in a perfect, wonderful world, we take Beth's body, we toss her into the Lazarus pits from Arrow, and we bring her back to life and find a way to just get rid of Alice and call it a day.
I like it.
Thank you.
It's very, very possible in the Arrowverse. Like, let's be
why not? You know? Now that Arrow's over, they've got some extra Lazarus pits somewhere on a set. Let's just use them.
Yeah. Someone said, Tony Stark 3000 said, I predict Kate is going to regret not sending Beth to National City so Kara could protect her.
Yeah. Shame on you. Any other predictions?
So far, I'm not really seeing much.
Oh, wait,
Elizabeth Wright, prediction. I think Kate will tell Mary she's Batwoman and she might have to kill Alice in the end of the first season.
Ooh.
We'll see. We'll see, Elizabeth.
First of all, I really like that sound effect. So yeah. That was great.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, I like this one. Inhuman Quake says, I believe Alice will tell Batwoman's identity.
Oh, tell it to the world. I mean, Charity came out. Why not, right? If I have to give a realistic prediction is that Sophie's going to find out. She's going to be a little ticked off because she's going to realize all the times that she's run into Kate, it was Kate, and be like, how could you not tell me this? And then at the end of the day, they'll be friends again, but not lovers. That's my prediction.
A lot of people thinking that Mary's going to find out she's Batwoman.
Yeah. And it's going to be so cool and so fun because she's going to totally fangirl out and then turn around and be mad too and be like, why did you tell me?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you, Katie. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Chad.
Co-hosts at home. We appreciate you joining us and talking with us about all things Batwoman because we have so much fun doing it here with you. Make sure you continue the conversation by following us on social media. You can find me. I'm typically more on Instagram than anything else. So at yours truly, Ellie Kona, with little underscores in between, or on Twitter. But again, talk to me on Instagram. That's where I'm at. Leave me a message. Drop me a comment. We'll talk.
And I'm Katie Kawamoto. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at KT_Christine. Tweet us, you know, during the show or when you guys have thoughts. We'll try to, like, also acknowledge them and reply and let you guys know our stuff. So, yeah, and you can also find me on the Riverdale After Show at 9 o'clock on Wednesday nights.
It's okay. It's late. All right, we will see you guys next time. Thank you. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.